Good morning and welcome to the Jekumima podcast. It's our privilege to welcome you again in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are so excited again to share something for today. May the Lord bless you for your faithfulness. And we also pray that you continue to share these messages with people who might be interested in listening to these messages of our Lord Jesus Christ, so they can also be blessed in one way or the others. And we know people out there, they want to change. People out there, they want to do good. They want to do better in life, but they just don't know how to do it. But we have messages like this or a podcast like this that we could be sharing with people, and people will be receiving Jesus Christ and the life changing around. May the Lord bless you. So freely we receive and freely we also give it. Before we go further, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus, your presence is seen us through. Lord, we call upon your power, your mercy, grace to continue to lead us, to guide us throughout this today's session. In the name of Jesus, Father, speak to us. Let your spirit speak through us. And those who are listening, let them listen, Lord, through the ears of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and say, amen, 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 and amen. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today, as I was praying and meditating and reading the Bible, something came to my heart, which I think is very important that I share with people who are following this podcast, so they may also be blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So today we're going to talk about knowing the will of God in every situation. We know in every situation that we are going through, God has something to say, or God is busy saying something. In every situation, God is saying something. Even when it seems to be very quiet, He is busy saying something. For that reason, I want us to, we're going to go into this message today, trying to know and understand why is it so important to know the will of God in every situation that we might be going through. So we read from the book of Colossians. If you have your Bible, please get your the Bible ready. We're reading from the book of Colossians chapter 1 and the verse 9. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, we read in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding." This is Paul talking about Christians in when they came to Jesus Christ, and he's been teaching them, and he's telling them that ever since he knew about them, he has not stopped praying for them that they may be filled with the knowledge of the will of God. Why is it so important to know the will of God? In every situation, we need to know the will of God. What is God saying concerning that situation? Even when God is so quiet, He's still saying something. So before we pray, any situation we might be going through, we need to find out first what is the will of God. For the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 that this is the confidence we have when approaching God, knowing that when we pray according to His will, He hears us. So that means there are times when we are praying against the will of God. There are times where we have situations that arriving into our lives, situations that are overwhelming us without us knowing what is the will of God, what is God saying about this situation. We begin to pray. Maybe that situation comes to our lives to preserve us, to hold us a while, to keep us a while, to protect us against problems that might arise, against the plan of the devil. So God is putting a certain situation in our lives to preserve us. Sometimes even by the sin of man, God can preserve somebody. By the sin of a man, He can preserve the man. So it's very important when we approach God or when we are in a situation to know exactly what is God saying in this situation, so that we don't have to pray against the will of God. Imagine praying against the will of God. Maybe the job that you've been looking for, it's there now. You went for the interview, but they are not calling you. But God knows very well that should you get this job, in the next 2 days, you might die. So He said, no, you wait first. until such a time whatever that might take your life away has been removed, God can get you back again onto your feet. God can give you what you've been looking for. We might be going through sickness, disease, and that is the will of God to protect us, but we do not know. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8, this is a Paul said, three times I went to the Lord and asked to take this sickness away from me, to take the disease away from me. So the first time he went, he didn't receive the answer. The second time and the third time he received the answer, Jesus told him that my grace is sufficient. So that means that sickness was in his life so that the grace of God may be manifested in Paul's life. That sickness was there, so for him, he should not be focusing on that sickness, but focus on the grace of God. Focus on how the grace of God can increase upon his life, because we know we might be going through situations, through tough situations, but the will of God outweighs anything else. When we know the will of God, we've got rest, we've got peace of heart, we've got assurance of life. Are you going through a situation? Are you going through pain? Are you going through sickness, disease, and you are praying and praying and praying, God, take it away, God, take it away, God, take it away, and the problem still persisting? Do you know what is the will of God concerning your situation? Do you know what is God saying? For the Bible tells us clearly that when we pray according to the will of God, He hears us. And for Him to hear us is as good as the answer. When you pray, you know God is hearing you. That is as good as the answer. Do you know the will of God concerning what you are going through? Do you know the will of God concerning your spiritual life? Do you know the will of God concerning your marriage you want to enter in, the job that you want to take, or the move that you want to make from one town to another? Do you know what is the will of God? Are you praying and praying and praying and not receiving answers? Is it maybe you are praying against the will of God? The Bible tells us in the book of Numbers chapter 21, it said, when the Israelites were bitten by snakes, God said to Moses to make a bronze snake and put it up. And whoever who looks to that snake, the bronze snake, will be saved. But those who were focusing on their current situation, those who were focusing upon getting bitten by the snakes without having to look at the bronze snake where Jesus Christ is, without having to look at the will of God, they lost their lives. So it's very important to know the will of God in every situation. Even when the Lord Jesus Christ seemed to be very, very quiet, He's busy saying something about our situation. Do you know what is your situation? What God is saying about your situation? Are you gonna step back and try to know first what is the will of God before we pray? Are we gonna focusing on the situation, or rather focusing on the will of God concerning the situation, so we know how we are out to pray? It's very important that we know what is God is saying in every situation, so that we do not pray against the will of God. Let's step back to know first, this I'm going through, is it the Lord Jesus Christ allowing it so that I am preserved, so that I am protected against future disasters? Is He preserving me? What is He saying? Is this situation to draw me very close to God, very near to God, so that I don't lose eternal life? Or am I just looking at what I want now, not knowing the will of God? It is very important we know the will of God. In every situation, God is saying something. God is busy saying something. Know the will of God. So when we pray according to the will of God, He hears us. And knowing that the Lord Jesus hears us, it is as good as the answer. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, fill our hearts with your presence. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of your will. in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to understand that in every situation, Lord, you are saying something. Lord, you can preserve a man even from his sin. Lord Jesus, you know us well. You know who we were, who we are, and who we will be. Lord Jesus, your time is the best. Father, give us the grace to know your situation, to know your will in every situation, so that we may pray according to your will and not against your will. Jesus Christ, strengthen us in the walk of righteousness. Lord, I pray for those who are sick. I send your word forth. Father, heal them in the name of Jesus. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Remove every sickness, every disease, pain of the past, and strengthen your people by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the spoken word, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord bless you. And good morning.